Mike's favorite bits.
So tell me about the inspiration for Rim Job Jim Bob.
Oh, fuck. Actually, I wrote that song when I was severely depressed. And it got me out of a funk, but I was just entertaining my my buddy's wife, and she was laughing her ass off. A lot of it was, when I came down to writing it, it was mostly inspired by a fucking square dance routine.
So you woke up and your choices were kill yourself or write Rim Job Jim Bob. And thank God you chose Rim Job Jim Bob.
Yeah, I was like in a goofy mode, but I was pretty depressed.
Tell us more about your depression, Johnny.
I take Zoloft.
We gave him half a Ruflin before the interview, so...
Oh, I got a boner.
I think it's supposed to go the other way, man.
I'm supposed to have a boner. No, when he passes out, he gets hard as a rock.
Now, do you guys tell your employers that you're in a band called Cookie Crotch Nuts?
God, no.
Like,
no.
Do any of your coworkers know about your secret life?
If my church group found out about this, yeah.
My coworkers love it. My boss is like in a choir for church, but he seems to like it.
He works at a shit plant, so I guess you have to have kind of a twisted personality.
Yeah, a lot of shop talk and shit, so.
We're all kind of shit plants, really.
Well,
what do you do?
It's a wastewater treatment facility. I rake rags of poop and tampons and pump dump with sump pumps and shit.
Where do they come from? Where does the Duke come from?
The town of Gurnee, Illinois.
And all the Dukes come to you?
Yeah, we're right by Great America, too, so we get a lot of Duke.
They actually just have a conveyor belt that launches it over Great America's fence. Puts a whole new meaning to the log ride.
Right by the giant drop.
We're not going to top that.
Yeah, no. How do you recover from that one, Mike?
Go out on a high note.